today's top federal headlines. With the House passing the budget deal and the Senate and President expected to do the same, federal retirees enrolled in Medicare Part B will be happy to know the plan keeps them from seeing massive increases in health care premiums. Premiums were set to rise 52% for some beneficiaries, including federal retirees not receiving Social Security benefits. The deal ensures the premiums will only increase by 15%. Adult children of military personnel and retirees won't be as lucky. Their premiums are set to increase 26% to 47%, depending on the type of coverage. TRICARE Health Plan Director Mary Kay Justice says this increase is due to the requirement in the NDAA of 2011 that TRICARE set young adult premiums to cover the full cost of health care received by the program's beneficiaries. This coming year marks the first time they've had enough data to set premiums based on actual costs rather than predicted ones. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley wants Veterans Affairs to explain why it spent more than any other agency on paid administrative leave in 2014. In a letter to VA Secretary Bob McDonald, the senator says he's not pleased with the department's response as to why it put 56 employees on paid leave for a year or more. He sent a similar letter to DHS Secretary Jay Johnson last week. Two dozen IT improvements are being ignored at the SBA. Jason Miller tells us more in the IT report.
The Government Accountability Office found the Small Business Administration is neglecting key technology management improvements. GAO reported the SBA has not acted on 30 Inspector General recommendations to improve cybersecurity. The agency also has only partially addressed a host of other IT management suggestions. At the same time, however, auditors say SBA has developed policies to consolidate data centers and manage software licenses. I'm Jason Miller.
The North American Aerospace Defense Command says a 220-foot surveillance balloon has come to rest in central Pennsylvania after getting loose from its tetherings and drifting more than 100 miles from its base. More from Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu.
The aerostat was part of an Army system being tested at Aberdeen Proving Ground in Maryland. Known as JLens, the unmanned craft was stationed there as part of a project to watch for ballistic missiles or other incoming threats to the Washington area. It's normally tethered to the ground by a thick synthetic cable, able to withstand winds of more than 100 miles per hour, so DOD officials are still investigating how it drifted away yesterday afternoon. That same cable dragged along the ground for more than 100 miles, knocking down numerous power lines along the way. Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio.
OPM says it's mailed out 3.7 million notification letters to cyber breach victims in the months since it announced it would begin notifying them. An OPM spokesperson tells Federal News Radio the agency expects to mail an additional 700,000 by the end of the month, with a total of 10 million by mid-November. The letters include info on free identity theft protection and credit monitoring services, which about 162,000 have enrolled in as of last Monday. Somebody at the Federal Protective Service really likes big cars. We get more from Tom Temin in today's management report.
FPS has assembled quite a fleet. It's leased 101 more vehicles than it has officers. That's according to the Homeland Security Department Inspector General. The service has 32 vehicles just for administrative use, plus it uses large SUVs when sedans will do. The audit shows FPS overpaid for the cars while loading them with options. Many officers improperly drive them home after their shifts. I'm Tom Temin.
The Defense Department will set longer-term milestones to measure progress on its transition assistance program for troops, but it will take some time. Transition to Veterans Program Director Susan Kelly testified before the House Armed Services Military Personnel Subcommittee, saying DOD needs time to collect data, get an IT infrastructure, and deal with other questions on information sharing. And a new GAO report finds DOD's program to allow troops to better plan their career paths could have more participants, but doesn't. The Career Intermission Pilot Program that allows service members to take a three-year break in exchange for a term of obligated service when they return has remained far below the authorized participation rate. The amount standard is set at 160 allowed participants. The highest number so far has been 76 in 2014. They recommend DOD develop a plan to enhance retention in the program. Find these stories and more at federalnewsradio.com. I'm Eric White.